Well, today we wrap up our series honoring veterans. It is Veterans Day today. Yesterday we told you about how the newly established Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame will be funded. And the Hall of Fame will recognize those who served our country. The first induction ceremony will be held tonight in Conway at the Agora Center. Plans are to have the Hall of Fame housed at the state capitol in Little Rock. Dr. Dennis White says it's important to recognize those who served our country.
Every freedom and every capability that we have as a nation, we have either won or we have maintained through armed conflict. And again, my point is not to politically support any war that we have been in, because all the wars are controversial, and the loss of life is a terrible tragedy, and one can always gainsay sacrifices. But the bottom line is we are free and we are a functioning nation because of the sacrifices of the men and women and their families who have answered the call and fought for us.
Now, White says Arkansas is a state that is friendly to veterans, and he says Arkansas State University has been recognized as such.
Arkansas State University for the last 2 years have been awarded what's called veteran-friendly status. This is done by a national organization that represents veterans. Not only have we been awarded a veteran-friendly status, we are in the top 10 of all universities in the country for 2 years now.
And White tells about a very important service for veterans.
I'd mentioned earlier that we have the Beck Pride Program, an organization on campus that's located in the Reynolds Medical Service Building. And it has been in has been in status since 2007 was when the planning began, and 2008 was when it was really kicked off. And the goal of that is to help any wounded veteran and their family members, primarily to help them get back in college. But a lot of times you have to help these guys get ready to come back to college.
And White also tells how many veterans attend Arkansas State.
Here at Arkansas State, we have over 400 students who are veterans. That's a large number out of a population of, 15, 16,000, however many students we have.
Right.
Give you an example. The University of Wisconsin has 40,000 students. They have 800 veterans. 800 veterans, 40,000 student base, 400 veterans from a 16,000 student base. So once again, that indicates that the state of Arkansas, the people of Arkansas, and not just Arkansas, but around this whole Mid-South, are sympathetic to veterans.
And White says there's also a fantastic ROTC program on campus as well.
The ROTC department also is well-respected on campus and the work that they do. They do some very fine teaching in the ROTC department of some difficult courses. It's not just aim your rifle and shoot. You're talking about land navigation, orientation. You're talking about life-saving. You're talking about coordination and leadership and planning and working with high echelons and of people, and learn how to get along with people and being physically fit, and very, very detailed categories of first aid.
And once again, that's Dr. Dennis White. We appreciate him so much for his help this week as we've been giving you information about the Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame, having its inaugural ceremonies tonight at 6 at the Agora Center in Conway. Tickets are still available for this event. You can call 888-329-3845. That's 888-329-3845. Or the website is www.amvhof.org. And once again, thanks going out to our veterans for their service.